This is the VOA Special English Technology Report. A rocket designed and built by a privately owned company has made history by bringing a supply capsule to the International Space Station. It was the first private spacecraft to carry out such a mission. The company SpaceX launched its Dragon space capsule last week on the company's Falcon 9 rocket. It launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida.
3, 2, 1, 0. And launch of the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket as NASA turns to the private sector to resupply the International Space Station.
SpaceX mission controllers celebrated when the rocket had reached orbit and its solar panels had deployed. 3 days earlier, a launch attempt was canceled at the last second when a computer found a problem with the engine. Charlie Bolden is head of the American space agency, NASA. He spoke to reporters at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida after the rocket was launched.
The significance of this day cannot be overstated. A private company has launched a spacecraft to the International Space Station that will attempt to dock there for the first time. And while there's a lot of work ahead to successfully complete this mission, we're certainly off to a good start.
The head of SpaceX watched the launch from company headquarters. Elon Musk told reporters,
"There's so much hope riding on that rocket. So when it worked, and Dragon worked, the Solar Race deployed, people saw their handiwork in space and operating as it should. It was a tremendous elation. I mean, it's like, I guess, for us, it's like winning the Super Bowl."
The rocket successfully linked with the International Space Station on Friday. Astronauts on board the space station used its robotic arm to secure the capsule.
Capture is confirmed.
Congratulations on a wonderful capture. You've made a lot of folks happy down here over in Hawthorne and right here in Houston. Great job, guys.
NASA has invested about $400 million in SpaceX to help it develop spaceflight technology. And the agency also has a contract with SpaceX for 12 flights to resupply the space station. NASA wants private companies to carry out operations in low Earth orbit. The agency wants to center its attention on developing the next generation of spacecraft that can travel to asteroids or Mars. The Falcon 9 rocket brought more than 500 kilograms of supplies to the space station, but it also carried the remains or ashes of 300 people. Among the remains were those of astronaut Gordon Cooper and actor James Doohan. Doohan played Chief Engineer Scotty in the popular television and movie series Star Trek. The remains will orbit the Earth for about a year until burning up in the atmosphere. And that's the VOA Special English Technology Report. Transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our reports are at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.